Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, guys, welcome back to another great episode. We got some cool things to talk about today, so we hope you're excited, because we are definitely excited to get this show on the road. So, Jay, tell our people what we're talking about.
All right, so the topics we got for you guys today, we're going to be talking about architects that are looking to build Minas Tirith. We're going to be talking about a smart drug, which is going to pretty much be the most powerful brain enhancer in the world. And we're going to be talking about the first ever weed resort to open up. So let's get started, guys. I kind of want to start with the weed resort. You know, puff, puff, pass, right, Chris? But the Santee Sioux tribe in South Dakota is opening the resort on their reservation. So the first ever weed resort is going to be opened up in South Dakota. So, I mean, a couple people might be disappointed. But, hey, it's the first ever legal weed resort. They're going to grow their own weed, and you're going to be able to smoke in smoking lounges. You can't leave with the weed, however, but you can obviously smoke it there. And it's the only legal public smoking venue in America. So if you're looking for some place to go smoke legally, that's the place you have to go. They'll have an arcade, a nightclub, and a couple other things that haven't been said yet inside the resort. But it sounds like it's going to be a good time. And I believe this will be good because it'll help them raise money to help other tribes or impoverished tribes and anything else they want to use the money for. And the resort will be opening on December 31st for a New Year's Eve party. Yeah, that's a good way to start the new year, you know? Get a little high. Yeah,
this is something that I can tell people, it's going to, like, book very quickly. People are just going to flock to this and try to, you know, I feel like people are going to, like, take weed there and try to leave with weed. You know, I feel like this is the type of place that's going to get out of control fairly quickly. So they're going to need to have good security. But I do think this is going to be a, like, sold-out type, like, event/hotel type, you know, thing going on, resort.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm all for the legalization of marijuana, but I think this is a good first step to try to, you know, because it's legal the way that they're doing this, and, you know, there's a bunch of people that want to smoke weed legally and not have to hide or anything like that, or fear getting in trouble for enjoying something. So this will be...
So, Jay, are you telling me that this place now, you can go there, smoke weed legally, and leave and be fine, then you could just go there, like, having fun, but then you won't be able to smoke weed outside of this place because it might be illegal in that state or wherever state you're coming from? I'm going to take that as a no or yes. But just in general, I think that the idea of this place is pretty interesting. I'm surprised something like this hasn't opened up beforehand. I know that weed in most states is still illegal, but I'm sure, like, people have had this idea or at least thought of this idea for a long time coming now. So I would just assume. I mean, because I could have thought of. This is something I could have thought of in my basement or something and been like, you know what would be a good idea? A weed resort. That seems like something people would like. I feel like this is something I missed the opportunity to start.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's going to have some growing pains in the beginning, you know. People are going to probably try to bring their own weed or take the weed home or something along those lines. They're going to have to get that ironed out, come up with a plan to, you know, for the resort. I mean, it just sounds like it's going to be a good time. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to probably take vacations to this place, you know, because, no offense, but South Dakota probably isn't a travel destination fantasy, you know. Not many people are saying, oh, let me take a trip to South Dakota to have a great time. I don't really know what's in South Dakota, and sorry for you South Dakota people that live there and you're proud of South Dakota, but, you know, in my mind, it just doesn't come up as a destination worth traveling to.
Top spot destination, yeah. Why do you think they started it there? People need something to do.
Exactly, and now people might be flocking over there. It's going to help bring in tourists to South Dakota, in my opinion. I think it's going to help bring in some people who want to take a trip there just to experience that, because that place has other things besides the weed resort that you can do, that I, like I mentioned, but the weed resort is going to be the main attraction because it is legal. But then, you know, legal there. But then again, you have other people that say, man, I can just smoke it at home or, you know, on my own time. But then again, if you get caught, guys, remember, it's not legal. If you do it somewhere else and you get caught, then you get in trouble. So you might want to take a trip down there.
I mean, this idea in general just sounds like something that you would see in, like, a late-night infomercial or commercial, like, on TV. I feel like I would watch this, and then it would be there. And I feel like I could have – I missed the golden opportunity to start it. And now I'm a little disappointed after you told me about this. I mean, Jay, if you were a little bit more outgoing, we could have, you know, done this on the road together. But because of you, we haven't. And now we're still poor. But, yeah, like, just to recap on this, I feel like it's a crazy idea. I do want to see how this turns out. And, you know, like I was saying before, I think this place is gonna get very busy, but it's gonna have a lot of headaches in the beginning. They're gonna have to figure out. I think they're gonna spend a lot of money on security over there. So I hope they know what they're doing. But, Jay, what do you think about this? I guess Jay is not around right now. So I'm just going to continue to go on with the weed story. I mean, it just, and like we were saying, it sounds like something to do in the middle of nowhere, you know, if you get the munchies anytime. I mean, we've all seen that 70s show, you know, what they did in Wisconsin. But guys,
exactly. I love the weed circle that they had there. You know, they would be smoking, and it just goes around in a circle to all of them. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's how they got the idea. I'm going, that's my new theory of how they got the idea. But how about we move on
exactly
to our next topic, Jay?
Alrighty then. So the next topic that we got, guys, we're going to be talking about the smart drug, the most powerful brain enhancer in the world. So pretty much, for those of you who watch Limitless, it's a movie. It's pretty much almost the exact same thing, in my opinion. It's pretty close to it. But, you know, I just want to welcome you all to the future. That was the opening words for Dr. Rakeef, who appeared on the Doctor Show to talk about this highly advanced brain supplement that is pretty much sending shockwaves through the medical community. Everyone is talking about this. This drug first came into the spotlight about 3 years ago when the creators of the Limitless movie cited Cogniflex as their inspiration for the fictional drug NZT-48. Then soon after, it garnered widespread use among students, athletes, and business executives. Specifically, men between the ages of 25 to 50 benefited the most as the effects were amplified due to the ingredient's reaction to a gene called NRXN3, which is in the human brain. So this is pretty much all hype. It's doing well. I believe what they said is it increases brain function by 300%, which is incredible.
It increases brain function by 300%?
Correct.
Wow, bro. Just shine me up. You know, if you would have given me that throughout school, I've gotten straight A's throughout school. Probably maybe have even done all my homework at the time and graduated valedictorian or something, maybe I'd be like president of the United States now. Who knows? But I guess you can't. If you give that drug to everyone, I wonder if that drug actually exists, how they would mass produce it, because you can't really give it to everyone, can you? Because then, I don't know. Is that healthy for our brains? Would everyone be a genius? I assume they would try to market it and sell it the highest bidder because it would be like a very well-selling drug.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Apparently, like, some people have taken it and say great things about it, that after about 4 weeks or so of taking it, they were always in a good mood, never pretty much stressed out, looked forward to doing simple tasks that used to annoy them. They just found things a little bit easier, and it just really improved their day, is what most of them said. It improved every aspect of their day. So this is a drug that people will probably get hooked on.
That doesn't sound very good to me. I mean, having a good day, yeah, is great and all, but being addicted to it doesn't sound very fun. I mean, I wonder,
well, I'm
like,
not saying it's addicting. I'm just saying it sounds like something people could get addicted to.
Which would make it addicting. So, I don't know if I would be necessarily sign up to take that drug. I mean, it sounds like it would be, you know, make my day a lot better. But I don't know if I'd be one of the first candidates to try it. I wouldn't want to be one of those people that, you know, apply to the job to be a guinea pig and take it. How about after a couple, you know, months or maybe even a year or two of testing the drug, and then after seeing some results, then tell me how it, then ask me again whether I want to take it or not.
Well, apparently it seems like there's no, well, right now there's no recorded side effects after taking this drug. It's just pretty much there looks like there'd be no downsides to it. And, I mean, if it helps you out, like the pill did in the movie Limitless, I mean, that guy became rich off of just taking the pill. He did things that was incredible. I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but if it's like the movie, then, you know, sign me up for this.
I mean, I say right now there's no side effects. Well, at least there's no mention of side effects. I say give it time, and eventually you'll find one. I mean, even in the movie Limitless and in the show, like, when they weren't taking the drug, I think it made them even, like, slower than usual, or they had to keep taking it, and the effect didn't last as long. I mean, maybe something like that will happen. Who knows? I mean, can you really call anything, like, a miracle drug? Because I don't know if I believe in such things as miracle drugs, because I believe maybe all of them have some type of side effects, whether it happens instantaneously or takes a long time before it starts to happen. I feel like eventually what's good must come down.
Most people say that it just improved their memory and the speed at which they process new information. So they really like it. There's no recorded side effects again. Right now there's no downside to taking it. So this is something I would probably try, you know. I don't know. I would have to get some more information on it, but it sounds like it's too good to be true. And when something's too good to be true, it probably is. So, guys, you know, I just want to continue to watch this and see the tests further out and see how it goes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear what you guys think as well, though, because I don't know if you guys believe in this miracle drug and be like, yeah, sign me up. I think that Limitless drug looks cool. You know, this could be a DARE campaign, you know, just don't say no to drugs, guys, even if it's a miracle drug that makes you smarter and have a better day. But, no, I mean, I don't know, like I was saying, I wouldn't want to be one of the test groups or one of the first people to take it, but I want to hear what you guys think, whether you would take it, do you think, like, a miracle drug like that actually exists, or whatever you guys' thoughts on the whole matter is. I would like to know, and I'm sure Jay would like to know, because this is an interesting topic to us. It seems like our whole show is just going to be about drugs today. I mean, first we have weed, and now we have a miracle drug. Kind of like the drug from Limitless, maybe not as good, but, you know, something.
That's right. We're promoting drugs on our show. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
Yes. We were just going to pretend like that was never said. But, guys, that's about the first half of our show. We're going to be right back, so don't go away. We still have a good second half coming up. So see you guys back on Cruise Control when we return from commercial break. See you.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Cruz, greet our people.
Hey guys, welcome back to the second half of our show. We're ready to entertain you again. We took a little break, but now we're back. So, guys, we're going to get right into it. From where we left off, we had a first half that was just, you know, dedicated to drug use. Apparently, we had a weed resort opening up pretty soon. And now we had a miracle drug, kind of like Limitless. Maybe not as good, but that's coming near you, too. So, Jay, what we got third on the list today?
So the last topic, guys, is a little weird, but I think is insanely cool. A group of architects and structural engineers in England are trying to raise $2,884,973,250. Pretty much a replica of Minas Tirith from the Lord of the Rings. I find that insanely cool. Little weird, wondering why they want to build it, but it is insanely cool. First off, tell me what you think about that. Alrighty then. So, a group by project manager Dr. Wilson say on their Indiegogo page that they're fully aware of the scale of our ambition, but that they hope that they can realize how special the project could be, raising the money. So, you know, many people recall that Minas Tirith is Elvish, in the Elvish language, translates to Tower of the Guard, and is the capital city of Gondor, which is in the Peter Jackson's trilogy, in The Return of the King is when it's seen. Any fans of Lord of the Rings would know Minas Tirith and would see the beautiful city that it is. And these people are wanting to replicate it and make it into, and just make it into reality. What do you
Which
think
is
about
really
this?
Cool. I think that's cool. If they do it, I want to see it. I want to go there. I mean, you know, we all have dreams, and they're creating one of mine, which is so awesome. But no, it's cool. I mean, I love the Lord of the Rings, films. I've watched all of them in terms of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit. I mean, Minas Tirith is one of the major cities or one of the major places in Lord of the Rings. And if they're going to recreate it, that's cool. That's cool for me. I mean, I want to see it. I'm sure all of you, like all the other nerds listening out there, are like super geeking out about this, like me and Jay are. So don't hide your excitement, guys. Get excited. This is going to be cool. And I hope it turns out well, you know, if they end up knocking this out.
Yeah, well, the architects, they hope to replicate the city in southern England. So if their dream does come to fruition, then that is where they would be building it.
Why can't any of these things be in Miami is what I want to know. Make them in Miami. I'm a petition
because
that's going to happen.
Because really cool, nerdy things don't happen here.
I guess. But we need to open up more nerdy things. It's not just about pizza
that's
here,
right.
guys.
But they are offering a range of rewards, including a follow from their Twitter account, a night for two in Minas Tirith, and the lordship or ladyship of the city. So those are some rewards that they are offering if you help to raise money for them. So if you help raise money for them and the dream does come to fruition, then you can win some rewards, like a night for two in Minas Tirith, and again, a lordship or ladyship of the city. So that is actually pretty cool, and they're willing to offer that to some, you know, lucky fans. Now, as of this writing, the project has raised less than 1% of its goal. So it's barely even gotten off the ground, guys. It hasn't even reached 1% of the money that it's looking to make. So if you guys are interested in this and are wanting it to happen, go ahead and donate some money, because this is pretty incredible. We have a big dream here, and it's going to take a lot, but let's help them out. It looks to be really cool. So I hope this gets done, and I'm really looking forward to this, because then it's going to be a new city. You know, like we have the city of Miami, city of Las Vegas, whatever. This will be really different, really cool, and for those of you who are Lord of the Rings fans, I bet you can't wait to see this happen.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So donate, guys, if you'd like, if you're interested in that. I mean, if it's not your cup of tea, that's cool, too. I'm sure you'd still want to see it after the fact, well, if it's just pictures or stuff. But, I mean, this is cool. I mean, just 1% of what they're looking for, though. I mean, come on. I thought, you know, it would be a little higher already. But I can't wait to see what the final product's going to be. That's what I'm interested in. Watch, next thing you know, they're going to start going crazy. Like, they're going to build a real Hogwarts from Harry Potter. They're going to build this city. Next thing you know, they're going to build, like cities from all of our favorite, like, literary places or places from movies or video games. Watch, it's going to go crazy, and then we're going to live in, like, a fantasy world pretty soon.
Which brings, I'd be all for it, just so you guys know. If there was pretty much like fantasy cities or whatever, I'd be all for that. But just to let you guys know that Indiegogo, which is where they're trying to raise the money, the most Indiegogo has ever raised on the site is $12.4 million. So the amount that they're asking for is the highest amount ever trying to be raised on the site. So if they get it done, it will be the highest amount raised ever. But let's try to make this happen, guys. And I'm looking forward to this.
So, Jake, quick question. If they built a city for you, any city in any form, what would you like to see come to life? It could be from your favorite book, your favorite movie, whatever. What would you like to see?
I would like to see an underwater city or a city in the sky. One of those two would be like an ideal like city, because I think that would just be really cool and really different.
I agree with you there. I would love to see a floating city, which would be like some futuristic type stuff, or an underwater city like Atlantis. You can sign me up for that one too. Like, you know, I'm not gonna like hate on any of those ideas.
Exactly. And let me give you a little background on Minas Tirith for those of you who don't know or haven't watched Lord of the Rings or read Lord of the Rings, just so you guys have a little background on it, since that is the topic we're talking about right now. Well, Minas Tirith, which was originally named Minas Anor, it's, again, a fictional city from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It became heavily fortified capital of Gondor in the second half of the Third Age. It was originally built to guard the former capital, Osgiloth, from attack from the west, but became the capital when Osgiloth fell into ruin following King Strife and the Great Plague. So it is often referred to as the White City, or the City of Kings, which I find to be a pretty cool name. So it has seven levels in Minas Tirith, and each of the seven levels stood 100 feet higher than the one below it. So it just gradually gets bigger and bigger until you reach the seventh level. It's a huge city, and it's all white. It's going to look really cool and really dope, in my opinion. And, I mean, for those of you who don't know what it looks like, you guys can look a picture up on Google. Just type in Minas Tirith, and it'll pull it up. And then you can have an idea in mind of what you'd be, you know, donating money for and the end dream that these architects want to fulfill.
Yeah, I'm one of those that want to see at least a picture, at least a sketch or something. Like, show me what this place is going to look like, so I can, you know, follow up.
Well, they're going to try to create a replica of the city from the movie. So, it's going to, if you see the movies, which I know you have, Chris, they're trying to make it look exactly like that.
Okay, then. I'm all for it. I hope they can do it. I have faith in you guys. I'll give you guys a dollar, because I can't give you any more. I'm poor.
Way to go, Chris. Way to be a big money spender. You're a baller, bro.
Thanks. You know how that's how I roll. Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah. We need to put you on one of these websites and please donate to the poor. He has nothing going for him.
I wouldn't take people's hard-earned money like that. I can make money myself. But, guys, like I was asking Jay, what I really want to know what type of city you would like. Do you think this is going to, like, any city from, or any, like, sort of, I guess, architectural landmark that you would like to see built in the future, please let us know what it is. And if you like that they are building Minas Tirith, let us know, because we're excited, we hope you're excited, and we want to hear your guys' opinions on it. Now, guys, that's about it for our show for today, but we do want to hear back from you. We want to hear what you guys thought about the topics we spoke about, and we want to hear what you think, any ideas on everything we spoke about. If you have ideas for future things you would like us to talk about, let us know that too. We don't mind.
So, guys, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. My Twitter handle is JFilms. Chris, go ahead and give them yours.
Mine is at ChristianCrew66.
So just go ahead and, like my brother said, just let us know what you what you would want to see made or built from any one of your favorite novels, or just in your head what you would like to see done as a dream city or anything like that, if you could have an architect build it for you. And let us know what you thought about our topics or any one of our topics, the weed resort, the limitless pill pretty much, or the architects trying to make their dream come true and build the city of Minas Tirith. So we hope you enjoyed our show for today. That pretty much concludes it. And we'll be back again tomorrow. So stay tuned, and we'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. See you guys later. Have a good night.
Thank you guys for joining us in Cruise Control. Good night, guys.